So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frische Netzsekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 Euro. Und außerdem Emira Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 Euro. Sichere dir außerdem bis zum 24. Dezember 10% Rewe Bonusguthaben auf Weihnachtssüßwaren. Nur in deiner Rewe-App. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
This episode of Watching the Throne is brought to you by you, the listener. We've chosen to keep the show ad-free and only ask for something small in return. Please head to iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. Those reviews really help with our exposure. And if you'd like to make a small monetary contribution, head to patreon.com/kanyepodcast, where you can donate increments of as small as $1 per month. Thank you so much, and stay wavy.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep it locked. I don't get enough of it.
Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne.
Lyrical analysis of Kanye West.
I'm Chris Enthusiasm.
And I am Poop Bean. And today we have a very special guest here for a very special episode where we're going to talk about very special things. Introduce yourself, special guest.
Hey, this is Jordan C. Johnson. And hey. I am so excited. We're finally getting to the episode everybody has been clamoring for. Liftoff. It's time to do it.
You say that jokingly, but a lot of people do want this episode. All engine running.
Yeah, I mean, there's no joke about liftoff.
We may have gotten you here on false pretenses.
Because you love the song.
I love this song.
No. I still loathe and abhor Liftoff and think it's by far the worst song in Kanye's discography.
Oh, Liftoff, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's weird that you're saying it with that tone, since I don't know what other song you'd be talking about right now.
Today we're covering Lift Yourself.
Lift yourself up on your feet. Let's get it on. Lift yourself up on your feet.
I don't know what that is.
Well, we're going to explain it to you and motivate you to live your life to the fullest, Jordan.
Well, I'm going to be talking about Liftoff.
I'm okay with this.
Actually, that would be pretty...
So, it starts off with Beyonce.
I thought that was Amnesty. Oh, you're talking about Liftoff. This is going to be tough.
This is going to be... Yeah.
You know, the way this song follows No Church in the Wild is really significant.
Actually, this song was a solo release in April of 2018.
That doesn't make sense.
This
Jordan,
is making
what
me realize
do you think
that
it is.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just feel like Jordan has a concussion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jay-Z's not terrible in this song.
He's the worst in the song. He's the worst in the song.
But he's not in this song.
What song are you talking about?
We're talking about Lift Yourself, right?
What's real and what's not? Am I in Westworld right now?
You feeling all right?
These bars?
Yeah, we gotta talk about these bars.
Fire. What were you going to say, Travis?
I don't even know anymore. I was going to say that Watch the Throne would be so much better if Lift Yourself replaced Liftoff.
Oh my god.
Okay, like, you're pushing it now.
he's onto something. Yo, I know that we're joking about this being Liftoff, but it's actually the Lift Yourself episode, but part of me now just wants to switch and make it the Liftoff episode. because I'm so angry at the idea of liftoff.
No, you're going to give me time to prepare for liftoff, and I'm going to just rip both of your heads off the whole time.
Do we even need to prepare for that song?
No, you know, you don't have to do anything. I'll just school you the whole time.
By school us, you mean it's going to be like watching somebody try to do like a talent show at... What?
It's like Charlie from Always Sunny, like with, you know, trying to explain how the mail works.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be like. Pepe Silva. Pepe Silva. Oh, I love Always Sunny.
Someday it'll be back.
Yeah.
This is really what we should be talking about.
You actually, mean the Always Sunny in Philadelphia podcast that we're going to start?
Right now?
What's the best Kanye line in Liftoff?
The best Kanye line in Liftoff?
No, lift yourself. Are you,
and lift yourself? Goddamn.
You really should try to keep this straight, Chris.
I'm legitimately losing my mind. I think it has to be... Watch that's this some shit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's not in Liftoff.
God damn it.
He's going to get you, Chris. Don't cave. Don't give in.
I feel like I'm Bernard in Westworld.
This is like all the Twitter followers that are, you know, chasing us on Twitter, responding to your tweets vaguely, picking out these little snippets, not understanding what you're writing. Don't fall for it.
Well, the Twitter followers are all great, wonderful people.
Oh, sorry. Not the Twitter followers.
It's the Twitter commenters.
Yes.
On Kanye's tweets that you're just like, who are you?
The Perez Hiltons of the world.
Perez Hilton just likes every tweet now that I'm involved in.
Yeah. On he his even comments. Likes your tweets.
Yeah. I think it's because I said one time, you know you're losing if Perez Hilton likes your tweets. And he started liking our tweets after that.
That's smart.
Which, he's done a few things I respect, like that. That's a good one.
Well, he's trolling just like Kanye does.
Yeah. Jesus. So, Lift Yourself, in the context of Lift Yourself, I think we're all pretty familiar with what was going on. Kanye had already announced new albums were coming out. Everybody's pumped. And then suddenly on Twitter, he says that he has a new song that's going to be arriving. And the tweet was pretty epic, saying, I'm going to drop a song with a verse that will bring Ebro the closure he's been seeking. And well, this is after a...
Well, that's less significant, I think, than the tweet he sent out saying, I'm supercharged, we're about to take this whole thing to Mars.
That yeah. wasn't a tweet. That was just Beyonce singing on Liftoff.
No, he was tweeting about the song he was about to release, which is Liftoff.
Lord.
You're better at this trolling thing than I expected.
I don't know
what you're talking about.
I feel like this
confused.
This is payback for all of the wrestling comments.
Oh my goodness. That's true. I've built up karma. You know, karma was the name of a WCW superstar.
Did you know this song was sampled by J. Cole?
J. Cole sampled Liftoff?
No, Lift Yourself.
God damn it. J. Cole sampled Lift Yourself?
No, Liftoff.
It reminds me of when I was a kid and I was visiting my grandparents in New Jersey. And my uncle, I was like six, was like, who's your favorite superhero? And I go, Batman. And he goes, oh, Batsman.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I say, no, it's Batman. And he's like, yes, Batsman. And I got so angry. Like, I was yelling, and I was like, B-A-T-M-A-N, Batman. And he's like, B-A-T-M-A-N, Batsman.
Yarko's awesome.
That's, you know, yeah. It's funny because I've always thought it was pronounced Batman.
Batman. Could you imagine? We have this new superhero. His name is Batman.
You know, the way Beyonce starts this song.
How she start the song, Jordan?
Well, she says, we can take it to the moon, take it to the stars. And, you know, sometimes you have to wonder how many people can take it this far.
You know, I know Ebro has been asking that very same question.
Who?
Of Kanye. And that led to a lot of the drama in April of 2018.
Yeah, Jordan, do you exist in the year 2012 right now?
Well, I mean, this song did not come out in 2018.
It did not?
No.
Lift Off.
No, Lift Yourself.
Lift Yourself did come out in 2018.
No, it was on Watch the Throne.
No, that's Lift Off.
Yeah, Lift Yourself.
God damn it. So what year did Lift Off come out?
2018.
But that's not Lift Off.
No, it's Lift Yourself.
I legitimately have my face in my hands.
Oh, God. Anyway.
You know, we initially pitched Jordan on this episode of just saying scoop-diddy-poop the whole time. That it's evolved to this is amazing.
Yeah, I was really confused by it. I don't know what you're referring to.
Lift Yourself. Referring to Lift Yourself.
I'm not going to say anything anymore. I mean,
did I win?
We could really make this go the whole episode if you really want to.
I'm so exhausted. So tired.
I was at WrestleMania the other day.
Ooh. It's gone too far now.
Oh, and what did you see at WrestleMania, Jordan?
Well, I saw Jay-Z performing the song Lift Off. Actually, he did have a mustache, so I'm not sure it was him.
Oh, yeah, no, that was definitely not Jay-Z.
It's weird because he looked a lot like him.
Nah, Clay, that was Clay.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
You remember the one time Chris was mixed between that Jay-Z, Clay-Z sandwich?
Oh, in like a field or something, right?
Yes, now you remember.
Yeah, I remember that now.
I still don't remember this.
Well, you know. There may have been roofies involved.
What's the line from Lift Off? Time to take it too far?
No, it's pronounced show off my tattoos.
God, there's such bad lyrics.
That's what you think. You know, that's your opinion, and your opinion is incorrect.
It's an objective fact.
You're definitely wrong.
So Ebro and Kanye were in a spat in April of 2018 before the release of Lift Off, which is Lift Yourself, over the fact that Kanye was saying shit. Why were they arguing in the first place?
This all seems like research we should have done beforehand.
Well, didn't Ebro say, what the fuck did he say? Something about, he was just like giving him shit for the Donald Trump and the opioids and all that bullshit.
Yeah, he had commented on an Instagram post. And Tracy Mills, Kanye's friend, was like, no, and called Ebro. And then Kanye got on the phone and they had that 30-minute conversation. So Ebro was already hating on Kanye a little bit. And then Ebro announced on the air that Kanye said that he still loved Trump. It was the Candace Owens shit. That's what started it.
Mm.
And that set off this whole back and forth between Kanye and Ebro, and Kanye calling into the show and just saying, I love you.
Can you imagine somebody who doesn't know about this listening to the show in like 10 years and just being like, what the fuck happened?
Why did anyone care?
Yeah.
Who the right? fuck is Candace Owens?
Yeah. What's an Ebro? Is that's that like guy... an electronic friend that's in a fraternity?
It's the guy whose first name is Old Man, right?
Yeah. I call him Ohm for short.
Like the band.
There's a band?
No.
Is there not a band? Is there a band?
You know, Liftoff is one of my favorite songs.
Liftoff is a miserable song.
Maybe the best
Beyonce's worst song. What is Beyonce's worst song?
I mean, a lot of them.
And why is it Liftoff?
I probably shouldn't hate on Beyonce, or I'm gonna feel the wrath, you know.
Yeah. Jay's got shooters. So Kanye calls into Ebro's show and just keeps saying, "I love you. I love you," and they keep trying to ask him questions, and Kanye says, "I love you." And he sounds...
You know, I totally didn't even think about making that connection. That makes the song so much better.
About him just trolling Ebro on the show,
just
being
refusing
like, I love
to say anything, which is basically what he did on the song.
Yeah, it was funny, like, because he's just saying, "I love you," and he sounded, like, kind of off. He sounded a little, like... I don't know, people were talking about the phone call in a concerned way, but at the very end, Kanye says, like, he drops the "I love you" and says a few things, and sounds completely normal and fine, and, like, typical. But when he was saying "I love you," it was just really, like, long pause. "I love you.
I wish he'd say it to me.
I love you."
Oh, God. That was... That last "I love you" was real tight in my ears. It was very strange.
I hope people are listening on, like, 2x speed, so they just hear me in, like, a chipmunk voice being like, "I love you. I love you. I love you." Well,
that's terrifying. I can't wait till they hear you describe Kanye's verse in this song.
Yeah. I'm going to do it slow. So they really
so
get
it sounds
the full
normal
effect.
In 2x. So should we start talking, like, 2x slower for the rest of this episode?
They do that when reading audiobooks. If most audiobooks, they read it at a speed that sounds better at, like, 1.5 or 2x speed.
That's a great factoid.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought everybody would be happy to know that.
That's why people tune into this show.
I'm reading the room. Doesn't seem like people are that into it. Okay, so the "I love you" with the Ebro.
Oh my god, I was like, "Does the room a book? Like, when did that happen?"
No, it's just novelization. You two clowns. Ebro. Okay, so Ebro phone call. "I love you," and he follows it up a few days later with saying, "I'm going to drop a song with a verse that will bring Ebro the closure he's been seeking." The bars and then a shit ton of fire emojis. And I love Kanye's emoji game. It's been on point. Kanye is an emoji man.
He loves those monkeys.
He does. He said, "It's called Lift Yourself." And then it was, like 5 hours later? That he released "Lift Yourself" via Twitter, and it was just like a goddamn like link on his phone, and just uploaded that. So it has the icon of like an audio file on your iPhone, and everybody was very confused because they're like, "This sounds like Liftoff."
Well, you know,
"Lift Yourself."
One of my favorite things about the song we're talking about, "Spaceship," is, you know, that it really is kind of... You could consider it being referenced later in the great song "Liftoff."
But we're not talking about "Spaceship."
No, we're talking about "Liftoff."
No, but we're talking about "Lift Yourself."
Right, "Liftoff."
No, no. "Liftoff" is the song from Watch
the
Throne.
"Lift Yourself."
What?
We're talking about "Lift Yourself." Come on, Chris.
I'm trying to talk about "Lift Yourself," but you keep talking about "Liftoff" and now "Spaceship."
I was talking about Candace Owens. I don't know what you're hearing.
Candace Owens.
But these bars?
What about these bars, huh?
These bars right here?
Poop.
Yeah. So, do we want to go line by line? Lyrical analysis.
Only if it's going to be torturous for Jordan.
I love this song. Liftoff is great.
But we're not. It's not. We're.
So the Amnesty Chorus.
God damn. Yeah, the Amnesty Chorus. So Amnesty, it's a 1973 track called Liberty. And the full lyrics of which aren't much more than what we get. Lift yourself up on your feet. Let's get it on. Lift yourself up on your feet. Let's get it on. It starts with the, it isn't hard to see the hang-ups we have today. Said we need to strive for more liberty. Lift yourself up on your feet. Let's get it. We've been fooling around, my friends, for much too long. So, kind of samples a majority of that. He doesn't get into the idea of give a cry out for liberty. Give a cry out for liberty. Or walk around with my flag in my hand. But the ultimate line on the song is, try to bring liberty to my brother, man. Which kind of seems what Kanye is going for with everything that he's been talking about since his return to Twitter. And the idea of breaking the simulation. And the fact that we're in this existence that we think we have more control than what we do because we're acting in a way that's structured by societal norms and expectations and correctness, and that we should have a bit more freedom or liberty, if you will, to say what we say and to express ourselves.
Yeah, which he does in the form when he tweeted about the kid jumping on the table, you know? He says, in life, we are all trained actors. When we're born, we're ourselves, and then one of the first things we're taught is how to act. If you see a kid screaming at a restaurant because he feels something and can't express himself in a conventional manner, everyone will say he needs to learn how to act. At home, parental acting classes are one of the first steps to us losing, he misspells that, who we really are to the simulation, which I think is really playing into everything he's trying to do with the song. Even though the song is like trolling in its own way, the song is also expressing this idea that you need to liberate yourself. And the way Kanye has chosen to liberate himself is by saying scoopity poop and not giving a fuck.
it's weird because I don't think it's necessary. I mean, obviously not a great song in terms of like, I want to put this on and like really just have the headphones going and like dive in. What an amazing, incredible emotional experience. But as a statement, and using music as a statement rather than just entertainment in like the sonic pleasure realm of entertainment, I think it's really fascinating. And I'd actually put This Is America in the same category. I don't think This Is America is like that amazing of a song to put on and listen to, but as a statement and as something that goes more than just a radio hit, I think This Is America is doing a lot of really fascinating things. Same with Ye versus the People. So all three, I think it's moving popular music, not radio music, but popular music into a different realm, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, this isn't really a song. Like you said, it's a statement. It's more of a reaction to everything that's been happening. It's like an art installation piece at a museum or something. Like, you know, it's something that's very specific and not you know, it's not sprawling and getting at all these ideas and aren't all these lines pointing to different things. It's kind of just getting at this one idea. And that's Kanye's really embodying that he feels liberated by making this ridiculous song.
It's a statement more than anything. Like, I can do this.
And he did.
He did. Jordan, what are your thoughts?
I mean, these bars, you know?
I was hoping you would come on the show and just say that the whole time.
You know, I mean, when he comes in with that scoopty scoop.
Those bars.
Yeah.
I do legitimately love this song musically. Like, the just the sample and the beat, like, they're just fucking killer.
AR. Especially when he brings in Boom Boom from Dez. And starts, like, mixing that in with the Lift Yourself sample, and you're getting just, like, both of those sounds together. It gets me going, you know?
It's fucking awesome.
Gets the people going!
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I mean, no one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
And typically, we do like to look at, you know, sample lyrics to think, you know, what's going on in the sample somehow relates to the song that Kanye picked it for a reason. I don't know if we have enough lyrical basis to make that connection.
I think it is there. Like, I mean, the sample he chose sounds to me like it's talking about, like, the MAGA stuff pretty much. I mean, talking about hang-ups that we have and, like, getting in the way of liberty, basically. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, it's basically what he was saying the whole time.
Yeah, I should have framed that better. Liberty, very much. The Boom Boom lyrics by Dez.
Gotcha.
Because they are 70% going boom, boom, boom goes my heart. And then I won't try to explain why I can't get over you. Want you just for one night, me and you do the groove. So, I mean, if he is dedicating this song to Ibro... Maybe that's why he includes the boom boom. But it could also be like, this is what's in my heart, you know? This is my passion. This is, like, getting at what I really want to say. And what I really want to say is poopy dee scoop. Scoop diddy whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop. Poop dee scoop dee. Scoop dee whoop. Whoopity scoop. Whoop
great.
Poop. Poop pity. Whoop scoop.
How do you feel, Chris?
Poop. Scoop diddy whoop. Whoop diddy scoop. Whoop diddy scoop poop. God. No. No.
I'm gonna blow my fucking brains out.
You monster.
But to get back to the song, yes, I agree that the Amnesty verse really gets into this idea of liberty, especially though from the way Kanye is framing it, because I think in the Amnesty song, that song strikes me more as a macro political song about being free from, like, an authority and, like, an oppressive regime or whatever. And I think Kanye, who's somebody who's openly talking about how he doesn't pay attention to politics and isn't concerned of that and is more concerned of, like, you know, empowering people, that liberty really extends to that as well. It's the power to act as you please, really, and to not feel like you need to, you know, be in a box or, as he says, you know, the simulation. You know, he wants to break it, and that's more the angle he's coming. He kind of reframes the sample he uses.
Yeah, and that's something that he talked about in the Charlemagne episode or interview. He says that one point that people are speaking their minds now, like, we're in that era, and he gets so excited saying, like, that's what I've been waiting for this whole time, like, this is what I want. So I think for Kanye, this idea of the liberty that you get and being able to speak out and being able to put out a song that's just like poopity scoop, because I feel like being goofy and fun, and like I'm going to release this, and it might not be what's like best for my career, it might not be what's like everybody considers like the music I should be making, but I'm gonna put it out because I think it's funny, and I have that liberty. But the political angle, I think you're onto something there as well, Jordan.
That is a good beat.
I hate That's the great.
Beat. Are you sure? Maybe you should hear a little more.
You really walked into that
it's
one.
So dumb.
You should have started playing that sooner, Jordan, because it would be ideal if you got through the entire song twice during the episode.
What?
You know, no. What you didn't see is I was at my computer scrambling for a way to try to play this song audibly into my microphone since it's hooked up to my computer already and I'm going through headphones. So it took me about 5 minutes there while you guys were talking to figure out a way to do it.
Why not just play it through your phone?
See, my phone was dead, so I had to get my charger, which wasn't in the room.
Ah, so you ran away at one point in the middle of us talking?
I never took my headphones off.
Oh, do you got some of that Bluetooth shit?
No. I'm wired, but I had to get my wife to hand me my charger from the other room.
The assist.
Now, Jordan, you listen to music while you do episodes, right? So what are you listening to now?
Well, I'll give you an idea.
God damn it. Travis. It's so bad.
I want him to get through the whole song.
It's just so bad. No! Stop. I skip it. No. No, we're not. They're not even saying we took it to the moon. Just we're going to. It's very passive.
Yeah, because they're lifting off presently.
But then, like, the Challenger, they just... can I make Challenger jokes?
No. Just listen for some more context.
No, I don't need... Oh, we're going to get a DMCA takedown. The hang-ups we have today. Like nuts. What's going on? Are you both playing it? Was it just one of you?
We just got like 14 one-star reviews on iTunes.
Yeah, we're losing fan. We check in our Twitter account, goes from 4,000 followers down to like 300.
Everybody is loving this liftoff stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. You two are the only two who have a problem with this.
Chris, if our followers went down to one, but that one person was Kanye, would you be okay with that? And he was the only one that listened to the episodes from now on?
Yes.
Yeah, I would be.
But yes. These bars right here?
No. No. It's... Why does he have to take his coat off?
Because he's got to show off his tattoos because he's such a show-off.
What do tattoos have to do with anything?
You know what, Chris? You're just going to have to wait and see.
So bad. All right, so Kanye in the interlude...
But they don't really realize, though. This next verse, though. These bars.
Ends up saying, but they don't realize, though. This next verse, though. These bars. Watch this some shit. And the thing that's fascinating to me about Kanye coming in on the interlude is that I feel very much that, like, the amnesty part and the poopity scoop are kind of in the diegetic world of the song. Like, But Kanye breaks the fourth wall. Oh, he's the authorial voice coming in the interlude, setting up the rest of the song.
That's what broke Jordan.
Oh my god, this is so absurd.
Holy it's a shit. Meta. It's a meta intrusion.
Oh my god.
He's right though.
Definitely.
It's very similar, mind you, to what John Fowles, the author, Fowles, did in The French Lieutenant's Woman. The 1969 novel that really redefined what British romantic dramas could be.
Is Meryl Streep in the book, too?
Yeah, Meryl Streep's in the book.
Okay.
But the author keeps inserting himself into the book to explain why he did certain things and to explain characters. Yeah. And it ends with a split ending to where you have to pick your own ending.
Did he do that in every book?
Just that one.
Like every copy of it?
Yeah, every copy of it.
I mean, it seems like you'd need to sanitize that first.
What? Why?
Well, if he's inserting himself.
I wasn't expecting it. Wow. You really saved that line for the perfect moment.
You know, I was waiting for your, you know, your inevitable French Lieutenant's Woman reference to play that.
You know me so well.
I thought you were going to pick a movie where they break the fourth wall, like 25th Hour or some shit.
Fight Club?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you think.
The other...
Those would be...
Ed Norton movie where he talks to the camera.
Fight Club.
25th Hour.
Fight Club?
Yeah, I love 25th Hour.
Me too.
By the way, there's an interesting Rolling Stones article.
Rolling Stones?
I didn't catch myself soon
enough.
Mick
Jagger loves Lift Yourself and Lift Off.
I didn't know they wrote articles together, like as a collective.
Yeah, they all hold turns. The pen. No, they all
just
hold
one
the
sentence
pen
at
the
a
same
time.
Time.
Speaking of things at the same time, Travis, you ready?
Oh yeah, hold on.
No. Right. Don't do it. I feel the pain and then roll out. I got the whole city day about to go out. Scoop de boop. Whoopie de scoop boop. How many niggas
with me? Poop. Oh my god.
But that's a good transition into the article by
Absolutely.
Mick Jagger.
I knew what I was doing.
And the band. Kanye West, Lift Yourself, Is It As Bad As You Think? And in it, it's a breakdown of how scat has played into music, all sorts of genres, for the last, you know, 80 years.
You know it's another word for scat, right?
What?
Well...
You're waiting
shit.
For it. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee dee scoop. See, so he announces I'm doing scat just by using poop.
Perfect.
There we go. But
it's a really elegant way to put it, too.
Thank you. I have a lot of podcasting experience.
I met Kanye, but. All right.
What a poop show.
Let's never get to the Jay-Z part. Is that okay?
I was kind of hoping not to as well.
I could play it until it gets there.
But you can also not play it until it doesn't get there.
That doesn't make sense.
Clay just texted me and asked that we didn't do it.
Well, Clay's listening. Listen to that fucker.
How's Clay listening?
Dude, I made that up. Shut up.
Oh. Some famous scat songs. There's Shaboom.
Most Bebop-a-lula. Of the music of Disturbed.
Splish Splash. Actually, you say that, but Disturbed's Down With the Sickness starts with a scat.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
It's a did good I rendition ever tell also.
Did I ever tell you that I was in the Philippines?
Oh, I was at a... Are you that Vine?
What Vine?
This isn't worth going into.
Okay. I was at a bar in the Philippines, and there was a band playing. Like a Filipino band. And because I was the only American in this city, at least in that bar, people kept looking at me. And at one point, they brought me up on stage.
Oh, my God.
And they asked me to do a song. And I chose Down With the Sickness by Disturbed.
Oh, so I found it. I found your performance of it.
What?
Did you know it's on YouTube?
What's this going to be?
It's...
What is this? What is it?
It's the Vine.
What Vine?
Of a guy doing bad karaoke to Disturbed.
I was part of a band, okay?
No. It's you.
I had guitarists, a drummer, and I was so offbeat. Many people wanna roll a midnight. Splish Splash.
Tootie Fruity. Doobie.
Doo Wah Diddy. Da Doo Ron Ron. Oh Blah Dee Oh Blah Da.
Woo.
Well, that's a Beatles song.
I already explained this to Chris.
I didn't know that.
I think, like, the best part of that song, though, is this.
No. Why do we...
Ooh, I thought Jay-Z was coming in there, and I tensed up so bad.
Oh, it's coming. Just, you know, prepare yourselves.
Both of their verses make no fucking sense.
They make perfect sense.
Is it weird that my butthole tightened up when that happened?
A little weird. It's a little bit of an overshare, really.
In fact, it should really never open again.
I'm still just thinking of that time Clazy and Jay-Z tag-teamed Chris.
What? No.
Yeah, that was... Oh, man. We slept good that night.
Take it too far now. To the stars. Poop. Poopity scoop.
So scat.
I think you two have... Scat, yeah. Scat. So scat's a long history of music. And Kanye, including scat... In Lift Yourself is empowering for everybody.
especially Germans.
What? Why?
Never mind.
What's going on?
Hanging by a thread.
Yeah. But I think the ultimate point of Lift Yourself is that... No. No.
Just like I can feel your muscles tensing, like, and I can't even see you.
I would.
You just
listen.
Know. Mm. One of these times, I'm going to let it play a little too long, and we're going to get there.
You know, I would listen to Lift Yourself 100 times out of 100 if it meant not listening to Lift Off.
You mean this?
Yeah, that's Liftoff, isn't it?
Can you feel it?
Oh, it's getting close. No. Oh, God. No.
Ooh. We're edging.
I'm a Scatman!
What is this?
You don't know Scatman? Brothers?
I didn't know he made music.
What?
You don't know Scatman John?
I don't know Scatman John.
Oh, haven't you seen The Shining?
What?
Classic Scatman Crothers single.
The logic part of my brain's just having a meltdown. What's going on?
Poopity scoop. That's the power of this song.
Do you think when he says, when he repeatedly says whoop, that he's referring to Insane Clown Posse?
Is that something the Insane Clown Posse would say?
No.
Then yes.
No. Oh, God, I thought
it
was that.
She had another line.
She just repeats the same thing.
Should we just skip the way Kanye what and get this over?
What's your favorite line?
You go first, Travis.
These bars. These bars?
Some shit.
Yes.
My personal favorite line is... These bars
Stop.
Right here?
Stop. Not Ooh. These bars.
It's coming.
Anything but these bars.
Oh, God, it's so close.
Oh, you're so close. It's like in Jurassic Park when you can see like the water rippling in the car. It's Oof, coming. God.
Or, you know, from the Jurassic World trailer when the girl's in bed and has the sheets pulled up and you see the raptor claw reaching out for her.
Oh, yeah, we're talking some Fallen Kingdom, bro?
Yeah, that's it. Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah, it's good. Good stuff.
Oh, that movie is going to be the best out of all the Jurassic Park movies.
Absolutely. By a good margin, I would say.
Nothing like an action movie starring Chris Pratt and a Velociraptor.
Yeah. I hope it talks like the one in Jurassic Park 3.
Could you imagine? Star-Lord, you go right. I'll go left.
Just feel it. You feel that movie approaching you like a... a zombie, like a ghoul, like a goblin with no conscience.
No, those things have nothing in common with Jurassic Park.
But what do they all have in common?
No, don't let it happen.
Oh, still more Kanye.
There's so much build up to Jay. It's like the song is like designed to stay away from Jay. Like, keep Jay at bay for as long as possible.
Jay at bay?
Jay at bay.
It's my favorite airport.
That was a Chris joke.
I like to think that that's how they describe, like, mommy and daddy time. Like, Jay was at bay.
Oh, my God. What the fuck did you just say?
What?
I'm sorry. Did you just... say mommy and daddy time?
I was imagining them talking to Blue.
I don't think there's ever a time where you need to say that.
I think we're getting a glimpse into Chris's childhood.
No, my parents never said mommy and daddy time.
That makes this even more concerning.
No, I feel like it's something that you hear in like sitcoms.
Is it something you say to your cat as you set it outside your bedroom door and close it?
I mean, we're not the cat's mom and dad.
But
well, that's
you're
how
the caretaker.
Works, legally.
Legally, we're the mom and dad?
Yeah.
I had a friend's house that I stayed the night at a few times, and his parents would just lock the door to their bedroom, tell us to be careful, and then play music really loudly.
Like this?
How do I keep walking into it?
Oh, it's coming.
Wow, this really highlights how awesome Kanye is, that I'm actually enjoying the song right now.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm not enjoying any of it, not one moment.
It's all like the, you know, it's like the lead up to, you know, like a jump scare in a horror movie.
It's very much the lead up to a jump scare in a horror movie.
We're just, you know, just tracking shots around corners right now.
It's like the famous music video.
Nah, I don't see the connection there.
It's like a horror movie.
No.
Voyeuristic first, god damn it. You monster. What's your favorite line, Jordan?
I love the moment when he says...
God, he doesn't say that in Lift Off. Or no, he doesn't say it in Lift Yourself.
I don't know.
No, we're there.
At least get a little taste.
Your favorite line is a J line. It's disgusting.
What a monster, Jordan. So, I think my favorite line is... I guess Scoop Diddy Whoop.
You said that so seriously.
Are you asking us?
Are you sure it's not Whoop Dee Scoop Dee Poop?
I think it's Scoop Diddy Whoop. I'm Ron Burgundy.
And in particular, why is it Scoop Diddy Whoop?
I don't like the word poop.
Well, yeah, that's pretty hard to avoid in all the other lines.
Yeah. How about shit?
Shit's okay.
Scat?
Scat's great.
What about when he says whoop poop?
Nah, it doesn't work for me.
Poopty scoopty.
Closer, but no.
How about Poop Diddy? Because it's got Diddy in the name there.
I have thought that one or two times about a Diddy song. No, why? Just because we're talking about poop doesn't mean you have to play Jay.
We need fuel.
We need fuel. Like that right there. That right there. He's talking about how awesome he is, and then they don't even have the fuel to lift off. It's like,
because that's very purposeful.
Oh, talking about the fact that he's incompetent?
There's 1 minute and 45 seconds to go in this song, just so you know.
There is not 1 minute 45 seconds left to go in this podcast.
You sure?
No. Take it back. Take it back.
I'm giving the people what they want.
Well, nobody wants. If we're doing Wait Kanye What, it's playing right now.
No. You know, that's not fair.
Yeah, what's your Wait Kanye What?
I'm going to go with Scoopty Whoop.
Fucking hell. Travis, what about you?
I don't know. I'm kind of going back and forth between Scoop Diddy Whoop and Whoop Diddy Scoop Poop. Personally, though, I think it's got to be Whoop Diddy Scoop Poop. Just that extra poop is just a little over the top for me, my taste.
Okay. And that's the way the song ends. So it ends with you.
It
being
ends on a sour note for me. I pretty much like the song up till that last line.
Well, then you guys are forgetting like the coda though.
The coda?
Yeah, this.
It's not a coda. You're not going to take it to the moon or the stars because you don't have any fuel.
Do you think it's getting more or less funny every time I do it?
I'm getting closer and closer to offing myself.
Is that what you refer? Is that how you refer to an orgasm?
I'm really close.
Yeah.
Why does he refer to the race car driver, Dale Earnhardt, crashing into the wall and dying?
Okay, legitimately, that's my favorite line in the song.
It's the most callous and...
No, you're wrong.
Inhumane line of Jay-Z's career.
You guys don't understand Watch the Throne at all, and it's your namesake.
It's just one big troll episode.
Look, maybe if you hear a little more...
That's not the problem. That's not the
down to 1 minute 20 seconds.
No, not it's... Stop. Stop.
We gotta get through it.
We don't. There's no. The world goes on. So mine is just Poopty Scoop. As the first time I was listening to the song was right when Kanye posted it, and I was so excited. And I remember the feeling of
you felt lifted.
The amnesty chorus playing, and it started to feel like it was going forever. And I was like, oh, this might have like such an epic intro. It's like the runaway outro of intros. And then he sets it up with the interlude and is like, these bars. And I'm just like, oh shit, we're about to, like, I was so excited. Poopy and then disco. Couldn't believe my ears. Couldn't believe my ears.
It was like the time you heard Blood in the Leaves in the shower.
The opposite. Just the exact but opposite.
It was like the first time I heard Liftoff, which is right here, really.
20 seconds and counting.
Oh, this part.
Why are they counting down again? Jay already counted down. But then they needed fuel, so now they're counting down again. Okay, Jay's a genius, I get it.
I have to say something that I'm scared to say in front of Chris. But I like that we need fuel line.
Yeah, me too. I like every line in the song.
How do you like that line?
It's so goofy. Great.
It's all meaningful.
There's no... It's the least...
There is more depth to Liftoff.
Don't you say it.
Than the entirety of Fight Club.
I'm going to go.
All right, I'll give you some exit music.
I know you're joking, though. So that's, no, that's not...
I'm raising my hands in the air right now.
Jordan, what's better?
How is there a minute left of this?
Or Valerian?
I got a lighter in the air.
It's so bad.
I can't wait for his concerts to open with that.
If I heard that at a concert, I would scream until it was over.
So would I, because I'd be so excited.
I would call 911 on the concert.
I mean, that you know, you might get some accusations if you did that, Chris.
Yeah, people would be very upset with me.
You know, they're just mad that they don't get to hear this part of the song because it'd be cut off.
Nah, that's. Lift off. Why is it
gonna?
And it just sounds so different than any other song on the album. Like, people talk about Life of Pablo feeling uneven or the music on Yeezus feeling uneven. That legitimately doesn't fit at all into the rest of Watch the Throne.
I think it's the song. It's just like the song that sonically defines the album.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Legitimately, I do. It's the first song I think of when I think of Watch the Throne. Not joking.
No.
Yeah. Just no. Listen a little more.
How many times do we have to hear Beyonce say that? She says it like 55 times. No. So where's this rank for you? Lift yourself.
Lift yourself.
Top 83.
Oh my god. Could you give me a full ranking?
Yeah.
All right. Start at the bottom.
Why the fuck not?
Well, I have 84 songs and Chris has 83. Is that a problem?
I don't know what's missing.
Did you already put Lift Off at number one?
Well, you'll find out when I get there.
Oh, cool.
Okay, 84, School Spirit. Chris, what's yours?
School Spirit.
Okay, 83 for me is Celebration.
I'll give you some background music for this countdown.
Okay.
No, please don't stop doing it. Celebration.
Never Let Me Down.
Christmas in Harlem.
Christmas in Harlem, really?
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous. Bring Me Down.
Lift Yourself.
Wow, really?
No. Yeah. But,
Or do you mean Lift Off?
No, Lift Yourself.
Oh, wow.
No, but stop playing that. Oh, God, no.
Oh, it's on repeat! Perfect.
Stop. Stop the song.
You cut out Will Ferrell's part, which is like the only saving grace of that fucking song.
It's not in this song.
I know, but just like the fact that it could, that he's waiting there for, like, his entrance is like the exit of that song.
You don't, you, it really doesn't need anything more. It's perfect.
I feel like this is the song that's going to get us like a Universal Music Group takedown of the podcast from iTunes.
Nah.
Nah. Wait, so Lift Yourself, that's really low. Shit.
Yeah, because I respect it, but when it comes to the rest of Kanye's discography... Yeah. Oh, God.
Christ almighty.
You know, just keep continue with your countdown.
Oh, you set this up.
We don't have to countdown. I have it much higher than that. I love the song, so...
Where'd you put it?
I have it at 45.
Okay.
So, like, right smack dab in the middle. I actually have it right above Ye versus the People, because I feel like these songs kind of belong together. Because they're not, like... I think this is more of a song than Ye versus the People. But I like that they are statements, and I kind of like how they fit into the Kanye puzzle.
Can I make a statement that I'm not going to follow up at all? And it's probably... I don't know if this is controversial. I guess I don't know how people feel about it. But I gotta say, I think Ye versus the People is easily my least favorite Kanye song ever.
I think there are probably a decent number of people that would agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are crazy about that song.
It's not good.
I think it's interesting. I it's not a song I would want to put on, so I guess that makes it like not great in a way, but...
In a pretty important way, I would say.
Yeah, but...
You know, it's interesting, but I don't like it.
Well, I do like it. I mean, we already talked about it. You don't think there's, like, good flow on it, and I actually like their flows. Mm. So, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of Kanye songs I don't want to play again that are in this area. Like, I wouldn't really want to put on Bad News, but I think Bad News is a good song.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah? That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's a toss-up.
I could put it on all the time.
Well, good for you, Jordan. You like being depressed.
Thank you, Travis. I do.
You also put on Liftoff, so I don't know what to think about you.
I like being happy.
I would argue that that's you trying to be depressed.
No. See, if you try to keep pushing this narrative, you're going to Earnhardt yourself right into a big wall.
Such a callous line.
It's like, best line in the song. Best line on the album, really.
What? That's not true.
Maybe. It'd be in the top five.
What? No, it's not. It's not.
It's because Jay-Z is the greatest wordsmith of all time.
You're banned from the show.
I don't even have to argue that, because I can't take you seriously when you say things like that. Like, other things you say, I know you mean them. You know, honestly, it's not even Jay or Kanye that's the worst part to me about that song. It's Beyonce's portion. I'll say it.
It's pretty misogynistic.
It's... That has nothing to do with...
You know?
It's just so repetitive. It's just used over and over and over and over and over and over.
This is appalling. I'm sickened by what I'm hearing, and I don't know if I can be on the show anymore.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, say what? In that case, where does it rank for you, Jordan?
I mean, it's hard to rank because it's not really finished. Like, it's better than Ye versus the People. It's better. Well, it's probably better than like half of College Dropout and Late Registration. That's about as far as I could go.
Would you rather listen to Lift Yourself or Two Words?
Oh, Two Words.
Okay. Lift Yourself.
Two Words is great.
Or Jesus Walks.
Jesus Walks.
Lift Yourself or Breathe In, Breathe Out.
Lift Yourself.
Lift Yourself or School Spirit.
Lift Yourself.
Lift Yourself or Spaceship.
Fuck Yourself.
But which one?
Spaceship is probably better.
Okay. Lift Yourself or New Workout Plan?
Lift Yourself.
Lift Yourself or Crack Music?
Crack Music.
Lift Yourself or Celebration?
Oh, fuck. I don't even know what that song sounds like. Lift Yourself.
Okay. Lift Yourself or Send It Up?
Lift Yourself, of course.
Lift Off or On Site?
Lift Off.
How can you even take yourself seriously?
Well, I mean, if you just, like, look, these bars right here.
Why couldn't they let her say something else?
Oh, so you think they just control her?
Wow. No. Why didn't she get to... Never mind.
Jeez.
Well. Are we done or are we over? Or are we finished?
I mean, it kind of sounds like the same thing.
Yeah. When you put it that way.
Yeah, we don't need to do top 10.
Oh, yeah, our top 10. What's your top 10, Travis?
Blame Game, Ultra Light Beam, Runaway, Bound 2, Hell of a Life, Hold My Liquor, The Glory I'm In It, Waves, Lost in the World.
I got Poop. I'm In It, Streetlights, Hell of a Life, Runaway, Lost in the World, The Glory, Blood on the Leaves, Blame Game, Real Friends, Wolves. Jordan, what do you got?
Number 10, Lift Off. Number 8, Lift Off. I'm not going to tell you what number 9 is. Number 7, Lift Off. Number 4, Lift Off. 5 and 6 are Private. Number 3, Lift Off. Number 2, Lift Off. Number 1, I don't feel comfortable disclosing.
Such a monster.
Goblin.
Ghoul.
You should know me by now.
I don't think I've ever heard this song this many times.
1.5 times.
It's awful.
There was some guy on Twitter complaining about how much we laughed in an episode. How do you think he's going to feel about this one?
What?
We laughed too much.
How much we laughed?
Well, you know what? Can I just give a message to that guy right now?
Absolutely.
Fuck you, buddy.
We need to have professionalism from now on.
Poop.
No laughter. All right.
Hearing what are we doing Jay that far away makes me think there's like a little tiny miniature Jay on Jordan's table.
Could you imagine if instead of Elf on the Shelf, you got Jay on the Shelf?
He's sitting on my lap right now.
Oy vey. Oy vey. What's so we're doing Spaceship next?
Yeah, we probably should to make up for this.
Yeah, we'll get there. People thought this episode was going to be short.
Silly.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know what could possibly lead people to think that this would be a short episode. All right. Well, typically we say a bunch of things at the end, but... Nah.
Yeah, just...
I think people are going to want to know where to find me because of, you know, this all this Liftoff love. They're going to want to tweet at me and be like, you're right, Liftoff is the greatest.
What's your Twitter handle, Jordan?
Well, Chris, it's at @fifth_opinion.
You're not going to change that to @lift_off?
Don't be ridiculous.
Missing out on a golden opportunity, man.
You can, of course, follow Clay Z on Clay_Z_.
Oh, yeah. That's insane.
It's the only one he could get.
Clay sends some things. I kind of want to, like, approach the person that has Clay Z and be like, hey, we'll give you $10. And a Choco Taco. You don't get the joke, but other people will.
Who are you talking to right now?
The guy that has the Clay Z Twitter handle.
Liftoff?
What? How are we back to this?
Well, the whole episode is about Lift Yourself.
It was about Lift Yourself. Why are we back to Liftoff?
No, I said Lift Yourself.
No, you said Liftoff.
I mean, I definitely said Lift Yourself.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Watching the Throne. About a lyrical analysis of Kanye West. The number one Kanye podcast for scholarly insights into the lyricism.
If they ever want to get answers out of people in Guantanamo Bay, just play on this episode.
I'll talk.
Just no more Liftoff.
All right. Can we click stop now? Goodbye, everybody.
Boop-dee-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-whoop-poop. Poop-dee-dee-whoop-scoop. Poop. Poop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-dee-scoop. Whoop-dee-dee-scoop-poop.